interesting turn of the tide in progress among the numerous polls regarding the presidential race. As most insightful people predicted, the numbers are narrowing, but in a lot of cases, not for the reasons people thought they were. An example, according to a Marist poll, President Trump is narrowing the gap in Florida due to a gain among black and certainly Latino voters. A little comparison of then and now in 2016 in Florida, Trump won 8% of the black vote. And right now he's hovering around 11%, which according to what Joe Biden once said, I guess makes those individuals not black. And as far as the Hispanic vote is concerned in Florida, Trump has 50%. If you break that demo down to the Cuban vote in Florida, which is fairly sizable, South Florida especially, Trump has 68% of that vote. So let's take what's happening in Florida and create a scenario of what if that happens in other states. Let's go with that 11% black vote in Florida. Even more in places like Texas and Georgia, that could be the path to a Trump win. If the level of Florida Hispanic support for Trump is mirrored in places like Arizona, that could also be the path to a win, especially in a state where the Democrats have been thinking they could get for themselves. And of course, the news media morons, they seem to want to point to what at least appears to be an erosion of white support for Trump in many states, including Florida, by the way, but I think I can explain why. And this is based on personal experience, not unnamed sources. Because I have done political polling in the past, back in my disc jockey days when I wasn't making a hell of a lot of money, but here's how this whole political polling system works. You don't call people from an assembled list of phone numbers belonging to eager and willing participants. You dial and dial and dial for hours in a room with a group of people until those assigned to that particular poll get the 600, 700, 800, whatever the responses are that are called for. And if you got into a survey with someone that was, at least by their mind, going on too long and they said they didn't want to do it anymore, they'd hang up, you'd have to wipe that response that you'd gotten up to that point, whatever information you'd gathered. Didn't happen, didn't exist, gone. And demographically speaking, non-whites were more willing, for whatever the reason, to participate than whites were. So when you look at the polls today, which claim that Trump is losing the level of white support that he had back in 2016, I have to ask how accurate that is, especially when many people consider the polling companies to be part of the news media, and we know how the Trump supporter feels about the news media, don't we? So how many supporters of Trump who are white are not taking part in these polls because of the reasons I just pointed out to you? Could be a far more sizable number than most are imagining right now.